I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, September 10th. There are 30 active cases of coronavirus in Quincy, with 3 new cases confirmed yesterday. Quincy remains in the green category under the state's risk assessment map, and the death toll of 135 has remained constant for over 2 months. The city of Quincy will lease 39 Broad Street to Father Bill's homeless shelter for 99 years at a cost of $1 per year. City Council approved that lease this week as Father Bill's is being forced to move across the street from their current location by plans for a new Quincy police station. Quincy police are searching for a man who stole a package off a porch on Saturday night. Surveillance video from the Whitwell Street home shows a suspect holding a dog on a leash while taking packages from the porch and fleeing on foot toward Cranch Street. 2 Quincy residents are charged with selling methamphetamine and other drugs from their room at the Holiday Inn Express on Arlington Street in North Quincy. 43-year-old James Barnhill and 34-year-old Jessica Downey were both arrested yesterday after management reported suspicious activity. Local attorney Robert Harnais has been nominated as an Associate Justice of the Massachusetts District Court by Governor Baker. Harnais formed Mahoney & Harnais Law Firm in Quincy in 1993 and has served as general counsel for the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office since 1999. Quincy Fire Department will host a September 11th memorial service Friday morning at 9:45 a.m. in front of fire headquarters on Quincy Avenue. Quincy Fire Chief Joe Jackson says it will be a small ceremony to mark the 19th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on the United States. The public is invited to attend in a socially distant manner. Reminder that curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy is delayed one day this week due to the Labor Day holiday back on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, September 10th.